We are gathered again in this magnificent chamber to start another session of work for the people of Missouri. This is an important year, and there is much to do. Yes, it is an election year. Nationally, it's the first time in 56 years that there is no incumbent president or vice president seeking the office, and it appears to be wide open on both sides. Here in Missouri, 5 out of 6 statewide offices are on the ballot, half of the members of the Senate, and the entire House. Some of our members are running for re-election, some are seeking other offices, and some of us are term limited. But there is something more important facing us in the first 4.5 months of 2008, and that is doing the work of the legislature to make the lives of the people we serve better. Political pundits say nothing much will happen here this year. We owe it to the people of Missouri to prove them wrong. It is fitting that we begin in January, because this is the time of year that exudes hope and optimism. The new year is here, and all things are possible. We meet people every day who come here as advocates, regardless of past disappointments, who believe that this is the year that their issue will succeed. We owe it to the people who care so much that they travel here to share their ideas, to listen to them, and take action where we can. Were we elected simply to engage in political posturing, to test the wind, or react to the latest poll? Or are we here to give voice to the hopes and dreams of the people and look for those opportunities to make life better for the people we represent? The answer, of course, is up to us. We owe the people being taxed out of their homes our best effort to protect them from tax increases caused by reassessment. We owe the lawful residents of Missouri our best effort to protect their safety, jobs, and benefits, rather than reward illegal immigrants with jobs and public support at the taxpayers' expense. We owe the people our best effort to help them find and afford health insurance through a marketplace that puts them in the driver's seat when it comes to finding health care and making health care decisions for themselves and their families. These are some of the concerns that people bring to me from around our state. This is not a game to the people at home. They expect us to fix these problems. We must give our best effort because the people deserve it. As we sit in this chamber, sometimes it's easy to overlook the messages that surround us. So for a minute, let's consider the stained glass to the rear and the paintings on the front that our forebears put here some 80 years ago to speak to us every day. On your right is Daniel Boone, seated at the foot of the judgment tree in St. Charles County, considering justice for a man accused of stealing. Further along is Jefferson on the porch of the White House, receiving Lewis and Clark on the return from their great expedition to the West. Moving over here to the left is Senator Thomas Hart Benton, our first United States Senator, addressing a group in St. Louis in 1849 in support of aggressive westward expansion. And over here is Frank Blair. At this point in this painting, he was running for the United States Senate after the Civil War, and he was in Louisiana, Missouri to make a speech after he had been threatened that he would be killed if he appeared to speak because of his support for the repeal of a loyalty oath that had been required after the end of the Civil War. And behind in the stained glass is Hernando de Soto, who landed in the Spanish region of Florida and led his men up the Mississippi River looking for riches. In the 7 years I've had the privilege of working in this chamber, I've thought a lot about these historic figures and what they have in common. What I believe they have in common is that they were all, in their own way, courageous explorers, enduring hardships through the unknown in pursuit of their vision for a better future. These works of art are here to challenge us every day as we work through the unknowns of our time. They challenge us to be courageous, confront the unknown, and act to secure a better future for all the people of Missouri. On May 17th, we can take our cases to the people and let them judge how we have done. But from now until May 16th, I challenge all of us to work hard together to make the lives of the people of Missouri better. Thank you very much.